Thank you, Jim. Just for a few moments, is there anything in the family life that they'd like to share with us today? Whether we can rejoice with you about, commiserate with you. Things like anniversaries and
I guess some of you know that John and Rachel have moved on. I've decided that we kind of not ready to hand the farm over, and John wants more responsibility. So they're moving to Christchurch, and it's been wonderful. They've gone up, and the Lord's answered prayer. They've got a job as a stock manager, a really good job for the most wonderful Christian farmer. So that's absolutely fantastic. And it's in the area that we grew up and John grew up, so a lot of his relatives and friends are going to be there. And they've also just managed to get a house in Colgate, which is where my Esther's, Steve's dad grew up. We're going to miss him, so pray for us, because we're there already, and we've also got a granddaughter. But we know that it's really working out for God, and it's wonderful. So do think of us, and my end of the end too.
Well, Mike and Margaret are going to do something pretty special. On the 18th of this month, they fly out to Wales to celebrate Mum's 100th.
Oh, wow.
How cool is that? That is kind of special. And I know that Mike gets all misty-eyed whenever we talk about Wales, but and also his mum, because he's got a special place in his heart for his mum. So it's Mother's Day for you, isn't it? Absolutely. Absolutely. So this week, we won't see you for what, about a month? Well, we trust that you'll travel safe and you know God is with you in it. So enjoy the time. It'll be wonderful. Well, Mike, come and lead us with some singing. That'd be great. I'm sure you've got some little story to tell.
I'm going to start with a bracket of three songs this morning. The first one has God in three persons. In South Wales, my dear mother was born. And recently, during the last 8 or 9 months, I ring her every Sunday night from here and Sunday morning with her. And she's come up with the word hoel, the Welsh for Holy Spirit. And as we go over there, she is now in a home. But she's at peace, and that peace, I'm sure, is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And I think she's reached that season in her life. I think in her next song, And life has its seasons, and God has the reasons. And Lord, I thank you for the revival that happened 13 years before my mother was born, that my grandfather lived through. And Lord, I just pray that a revival will take place in our locality here in Otama and Waikato and Napdale.
Yes.
Thank you, Cynthia. Came across my path this morning. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit is, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I think in this church, in this last while, through Doug's leading, we have the Holy Spirit, and I pray that now the Holy Spirit will be present in our hearts as we sing the next song.
Thank you.
forward to our time away, but we also look forward to our time returning to this congregation.
Bless you, Mike.
Please be seated.